This is You Become What You Think About with Earl Nightingale. Timeless insights on success, personal development, and the power of positive thinking, brought to you by Nightingale Conant.
Thank you. Hello again. I'm going to ask you a very tricky question. However, it's important that you try to answer it the moment I ask it. I'm going to ask you a question that everyone should have given a lot of thought to and can answer immediately and in one sentence. But I might add that it's a question only a few people out of 1,000 can answer. At any rate, get ready and let's see how well you do. Here comes the question. What do you want more than anything else in the world? Time's up. Now, the chances are you answered one of three things: health, wealth, or happiness. Of course, if you happen to have a particular problem at the moment, you may have thought of that. But let's take the three that statistics prove most people want: health, wealth, and happiness. Now, about health. Well, that's a tricky one. It can depend on a lot of factors, such as the parents you picked, the state of your emotions, and so forth. We leave that one where it belongs, in the hands of your doctor. Number two, wealth. This can be earned through knowledge, a lot of thinking, a lot of hard work, and yes, anyone can solve this one if he makes it his major goal in life and is willing to spend from 12 to 18 hours a day for a number of years in earning it. All he has to do is make up his mind that that's what he wants and then be willing to sacrifice just about anything for its achievement. As William James of Harvard put it, if you would be rich, you will be rich. If you would be learned, you will be learned. If you would be good, you will be good. But wish then for one thing exclusively, and don't at the same time wish for 100 other incompatible things just as strongly. But now let's talk about number three, happiness. Here's where most people get fooled. Happiness cannot be sought directly as an end in itself, or it will forever elude you. You see, happiness is not a cause, it's an effect. It always comes as a result of doing something well, and the experts say that it's not really happiness that we're after at all. It's joy, and joy only comes from achievement. Let me give you an example. If you make a perfect golf shot to the green, it makes you happy, but the happiness came as a result of the perfect golf shot. So if you want to be happier on the golf course, give it a lot of practice so that you'll become a better golfer. Theoretically, happiness on the course should follow. And it's the same with life. If you want to be happy or experience maximum joy from life, you've got to become better at this business of living. And joy never comes from pure receiving. It only comes from contributing or giving. If you think back, of course, you're probably already way ahead of me, you'll remember that you've been happiest, that is, you've experienced the greatest joy right after you've accomplished something really worthwhile. People frequently find they experience an emotional letdown, a feeling of uneasiness on a Sunday evening or Monday morning. It's because frequently on weekends we don't do very much. This hits men more than it does women, because women are usually just as busy on weekends as they are during the week. Crazy as it may sound, kids are usually happier during the school term than they are during summer vacation, although they'll never admit it. Human beings need something worthwhile to do constantly, or they start losing out in the happiness department. I'll be back in just 1 minute. The next time you start feeling uneasy or depressed, dig into your work. If you're a housewife, clean out that closet or tear into the kitchen and start to work on an exotic recipe. You'll be surprised how many problems work can solve.
You've been listening to You Become What You Think About with Earl Nightingale, brought to you by Nightingale Conant. Until next time, remember, you become what you think about.